Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. I hope you're settled in. I am. I have a no food or drink in studio sign on the door, but I blew right past that, with a large Delta Defense mug. And I've got it filled with, I don't know, probably far too much coffee than I need, but it's Maker's Mark coffee from the distillery at Maker's Mark. It's bourbon-flavored coffee. It's wonderful. Let me take a little sip of this. Hold on. Just like a Maxwell House Maker's Mark bourbon-infused commercial. Put your hands around the mug. And ooh, on a kind of a chilly day in the ATL. Lots to talk with you about today. Lots of fun. I'm going to make you feel good because I know you're stressed. How do I know you're stressed? Oh, I just know you. I just know you're stressed. But I'm going to make you feel good. There's some things you're going to hear come from me today that I think are going to make you feel good as we get closer and closer and closer to the midterms, because I know you're sick of seeing the same ads I'm seeing in your respective state. Same garbage. You know, if you were driving around the ATL today, you were, and my parents were, they were on their way up from Florida coming into the state of Georgia, and they had to be rerouted through all over downtown because Obama was in town stumping for one of the most outright socialists I've ever seen, Stacey Abrams. We'll talk with our guest about that here in just a couple minutes. He's all blocking up and clogging up traffic. Then he went down to Florida to stump for another socialist who's mired in investigations right now, taking bribe money and everything else. I mean, you know, Florida, I don't know what you're thinking. But I have faith in you. I really do. But what kind of damage can the Democrats, what happens, Mark, if you're wrong? What happens if the Democrats win the midterms? Well, I'm going to tell you now, they can't win the midterms. And I'll explain that in just a few moments. Let's go to my guest, Jerry Henry. Jerry Henry from the great state of Georgia, a free state, a red state, a very red state, who personally knows Brian Kemp running for governor, has spent some time with him. And I know we'll bring the new governor-elect on this program just as soon as he can after he gets himself, you know, settled into the governor's mansion. Jerry Henry, the executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org, who's going – now, keep in mind, GeorgiaCarry.org is probably one of the most effective grassroots organizations in the nation, one of the most effective I've ever seen. Jerry, let's start with that. Welcome to the program. You ready to have some fun today?
I'm ready. Thank you for having me.
Oh, a pleasure,
a while,
man.
I hadn't talked to you in a while. I thought maybe you forgot me there. I hadn't seen you in ages. So you didn't get to make it to our convention this year because you had a conflict. And we forgive you for that. But we normally get to spend some good time at the convention together, and we didn't this year. So
you're right.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Let's go there for just a second, because the convention was held at Stone Mountain this year, a little bit a different venue. And it happened to be held a little bit later this year, and it coincided with my annual Minnesota State Fair broadcast up at 1280 a.m. The Patriot. I love you guys up there at the Patriot. I couldn't leave you hanging. We always have a lot going on at the fair up there. And, of course, this year we had Mike Lindell from MyPillow fly in on his private jet out of Bismarck, North Dakota, and meet us right smack in time and co-host the program with us. But you're right. I hate missing that because I always participate as some form of MC at the convention, and I miss it. So I'll ask you now, how was it? Did we get a good turnout?
Yeah, we had a pretty good turnout. It was great. People were impressed with the facilities. We didn't do quite as much. We didn't try to put as much stuff in the, you know, cram as much stuff in the Saturday venue as we normally do. And we did that so that everybody could just kind of sit back and relax a little bit and enjoy themselves. But we did have some good programs the next governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, came in and spoke to us. Basically, at his request, he wanted to come talk to us because, as you know, you haven't said it yet, but Georgia Carry was the only gun rights organization that endorsed Brian the beginning. And he came in and thanked us for that, made a great speech. He was tired, and he left, and we thank him for making that, making that stop to let the members know that he is behind us and that he appreciates the efforts that we put forth for him.
Let's go first off to the fact, those of you listening who do not live in a free state, there's a lot of you, unfortunately, sadly. I was speaking with Alexander Rubian of New Jersey Second Amendment Society early today, and he was asking about car taxes in Georgia and said, well, gee, it's still better than living in New Jersey. And my response to that was, well, yeah. I didn't have to elaborate. Well, yeah, considering that he's fighting, you know, so desperately up there on behalf of all New Jersey residents for gun rights.
Sure.
But nonetheless, I'll digress a little bit. Let me go here to you. All those of you who don't live in a free state, I want you to pay careful attention to this. Jerry, there were how many of Georgia Kerry members of your members were there? Just ballpark, a few hundred, a couple hundred?
Yeah, 200, 250, somewhere in that neighborhood.
How many of them were not armed? It's probably easier. It's a lower number, I figure it's right. How many? Probably none, right?
None that I saw.
Okay.
But now I didn't see them all because a lot of people were concealing, so I couldn't see them all. But I would assure you there weren't many people there that weren't toting, and most of it was open carry.
Well, now that's where I wanted to go with that. And those of you who are not in free states, pay careful attention to this, because Stone Mountain is a tourist destination in Georgia. People come from all over the world to see that.
That's correct.
And you've got beautiful facilities there, a big park there, lots of stuff goes on at night. They even do winter stuff rides there in the wintertime, even though it's really not wintery. But they fake it pretty well over there. And they have, you know, all the fireworks and all that stuff. It's a big to-do at Stone Mountain. And, Jerry, there's a lot of tourists there. The hotels are very, very nice. And I'm going to assume that most of the group was openly carrying their sidearms. Did we have any problems? Did anybody complain?
Absolutely none. As far as I know, nobody even really looked twice. They could have, but I don't pay attention to people looking at me carrying a firearm anymore, haven't in years. But nobody said anything. We were just as welcome as whether we were there in our Bermuda shorts from Florida or whatever we wear up in New Jersey or wherever. We were treated the same way we are everywhere we go.
Did anybody's gun jump out of the holster and cause an issue?
Not one.
So Stacey Abrams had nothing to fear?
Not one single one. No.
Okay.
Not one.
Okay.
No gun did anything. Nobody's holster fell apart.
Nobody got hurt.
You know, nothing. Nobody got hurt. It was just a good time was had by all.
Brian Kemp was in the room.
Yes, he was.
Was he worried about being around all those armed American Georgia residents?
No, he was not worried at all. He did have one Georgia State Patrolman with him who, you know, they're assigned those guys that go with him at all times. And he was armed, but he didn't, you know, he wasn't paying any attention to us. He would have been looking more at the door to see if somebody snuck in on us. But nothing was going to happen there then, and it didn't happen. It never has happened, and it's not going to happen when you get a group of law-abiding citizens who exercise and try to protect their rights. Nothing bad ever happens.
Safe to say that was the safest hotel in a tourist venue in the state of Georgia that day, wasn't it?
I would say in the whole state of Georgia. Matter of fact, probably one of the safest in the country.
Right. You know, the reason I say that, obviously, I'm a little tongue-in-cheek with that, but I'm also making a point, and it's important because we have someone running for governor now that is appalled at our gun rights, that is openly campaigning on rolling back our gun rights, which is a slap in the face to you as the executive director of Georgia Kerry, who has worked so hard over the last decade and a half to move our gun rights forward to make Georgia one of the freest states in the nation, one of the top four. I would argue to put Georgia right next to Arizona as number two, quite frankly. In fact, I could make the argument, if you want to consider places off limits with signs, I could make the argument that Georgia is better. Of course, Arizona, you don't need a permit. It's constitutional carry. Anybody around the country can show up in Arizona. And if you're a law-abiding citizen, you can carry without any questions asked, either openly or concealed. That's great. Except I can't carry there, and there.
Right.
Unless I violate their wishes. But in Georgia, as I've said, I see more no gun signs in Arizona in Tombstone or anywhere in Scottsdale in a block than I've ever seen in 12 years in Georgia. So I make that point for a reason, okay?
Yeah, well, plus the fact that the signs you see in Arizona have the force of law behind them. The ones you see here in Georgia, unless it's put up by a government entity, they have no force of law.
That's right. It gets a little confusing in Arizona, Jerry, as you know, because – for example, if you're going into a restaurant that serves alcohol, you have a permit in Arizona. You can go into that restaurant that serves alcohol. You can't drink alcohol. If you are constitutionally carrying without a hard card permit on you, you can't even go in the restaurant lest you violate the law. So it's a little bit confusing. But I say that because Stacey Abrams wants to roll back. Now, the rest of the country is watching two states. We've got 30 seconds, so I'll just go ahead and make this point. We'll continue the discussion when we come back. The nation, as far as governor's races are concerned, eyes are on two states, and predominantly this one, the state of Georgia, because of Stacey Abrams. Well, I don't know. I don't know that we can beat Oprah. She was down here campaigning. Gosh darn it. When I saw that, I thought, man, we might as well just roll it up. Brian Kemp should have just conceded and gone home when Oprah was here. But Gillum down in Florida, another open socialist. This one with terrible problems relative to ethics. And if you listen to the mainstream media, both of them are going to walk right into the governor's mansion. I think Jerry might disagree with that. We'll continue this discussion when we come back. Go a whole bunch of directions with you today. We can because it's Friday. I love Fridays. And a happy birthday, 16, to my gorgeous, beautiful daughter today. We'll be right back. All right, gun lover, listen up. Now, you know I'm a proud member of the USCCA, and now the USCCA wants to send you on the ultimate gun getaway. That's right. You could win $10,000 to take the patriotic trip you've always dreamed of. And all you have to do is text ARMED to 87222 for your 100% free chance to win. You could go on a wild African safari, attend an elite firearms training academy, or even shoot exotic rifles at a VIP tactical shooting experience. This is the biggest, most expensive giveaway I've ever seen them do, but you only have until the 23rd to enter, so you must hurry. Just text ARM to the number 87222 right now for the official rules and to instantly lock in your free chance to win your ultimate gun getaway. Imagine what you could do and where you could go with 10 grand, and entering only takes a few seconds. So what are you waiting for? Text ARM to the number 87222. That's the word ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Don't miss this. Text ARM to 87222.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I'm going to tell you something fun now. And this is fun. This is fun for me because my voice is running this on the Hannity show for the next few weeks. It has been for the last couple of weeks. If you listen to Hannity, I don't. I did hear it because I thought it was kind of cool. Somebody sent me a snip of it, but it was kind of fun. I heard it when I was picking up my daughter at school the other day, which was kind of neat. It's the first time I'd ever had Hannity on in quite some time because I'm working and I can't do those things. And I don't want to anyway because of what I do. But nonetheless, it was fun to hear me tell Sean's audience about what I'm telling you about right now. This is huge. I've never seen the USCCA do anything like this. And I'm member number 32, and I mean this. And I'm a proud member of the USCCA, have been from day one. But they're giving away, now get this, you could win $10,000 to take the patriotic trip you've always dreamed of. Think about this. All you have to do is text the word armed to 87222 for your 100% free chance to win. Can you win this stuff? I mean, I finally won after two seasons at SunTrust Park a free Coors Light by texting, I don't know, Coors or whatever it was, to whatever number they put up on the Jumbotron. Every time they do it, I try it, and I always, sorry, you didn't win. I won one last year at the stadium. You could win the same thing at $10,000. I mean, it's the same exact type of deal. All you have to do is text armed to 87222. You could go on a wild African safari. Maybe go to that elite firearms training academy you wanted. Maybe you want to go to Gunsight. Maybe you want to go to Thunder Ranch. Maybe you want to go to Boondocks Firearm Training Academy. Maybe you want to go to any of these places. Maybe you want to train with Rob Pincus. You can do these things. Maybe you want to go out and shoot exotic rifles at a VIP tech shooting experience. Knob Creek. You can do this stuff. It's the biggest, most expensive giveaway I have ever seen this organization do. You only have until the 23rd to enter this, okay? Don't forget that. Armed, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222 right now for the official rules and to instantly lock in your free chance to win that ultimate gun getaway. Usually it's a giveaway, right? Imagine what you could do and where you could go with an extra $10,000 in your pocket. I'll tell you, the only thing I can't stand about this is I can't participate. So I would love to see one of my listeners win this, okay? Don't wait around. Armed to the number 87222. Don't miss this. A-R-M-E-D to 87222. And as I tell you every day with these, please don't do it while you're driving. Pull the car over. I know it's an exciting thing to do, but don't do it while you're driving. Jerry Henry, could you use an extra $10,000 to take a trip or something like that?
Oh, I could probably find a place to put it.
You and me both.
I wouldn't take long for me to figure out where to put it.
Let's go back to the previous segment. And I want to continue on this now because, you know, we were talking about Stacey Abrams and Florida and Georgia and two open socialists that are running on, emboldened by a mainstream media that's telling them it's okay to run on a gun grabber agenda. That's where people get their information. Unfortunately, in America, it's the mainstream press that creates and drives that narrative, as you know. So I want to ask you boldly, where no man might ever go, I want to know your prediction here. Do you believe Stacey Abrams will win the governor's mansion in the state of Georgia?
No, I don't. I believe that Brian Kemp will be the governor. I believe that Jeff Duncan will be the lieutenant governor. And I believe that David Ralston will be the Speaker of the House. And all three of those are good friends of ours and have been supported and endorsed by us. And I think there's a good chance that the next several years here in Georgia are going to be very good for our gun rights.
Well, I'll tell you, if Brian Kemp wins the governor's mansion, which I believe he will do too, somebody asked me the other day, now listen, I'm talking directly to you. I have gotten a ton of email from you. I know you're looking for predictions. I know people are, you know, you're upset about all this garbage, all this political hype. We're all getting over it. Trust me, we are all getting over it, including those of us that deal with this stuff neck deep for a living. I'm getting tired of it. It's very difficult to watch this stuff anymore. And Jerry, as I know you're well aware of, but I want you to rest a little bit easy here. Okay, I tried to tell the audience a couple days ago, and this election in Georgia is in fact a national election. And the reason this is a national election is based on what happens here. What you're watching happen here is what you're going to see happen in 2020 and in whatever other state. If the Democrat gun grabbers are successful in freedom loving, bright red, pro gun Georgia, Jerry, you can mark my word that the millions are going to be pouring in from the billionaires around the country in subsequent races, are they not? This is a bellwether. This is a litmus test, isn't it?
Well, yes, but they are. But there's millions and millions and millions pouring in down here right now to try to get Stacey Abrams elected. Bloomberg, Soros have each pledged millions to try to get her elected. And when you get right down to it, and I will tell you that I've dealt with her in the past. I've debated with her on TV. And she's a very sharp lady. She comes armed with facts. You don't get up one morning and say, I'm going to go debate her without doing a little bit of preparation. She is sharp in that respect. But she has not acted the way she's acting now with Bloomberg's money behind her. That Bloomberg money has changed her approach and emboldened her to be a little bit more anti-gun than what she always was. Now, in my opinion, the only thing that even makes this race halfway close is the fact that this is your opportunity to vote for the first black African-American woman to be governor of a southern state, or of any state, really. But that's what had concerned me more than anything in the past, was that people will be just like they were with Obama. I can't pass up this historical event to vote for him for president. I can't pass up this historical event to vote for her for governor of Georgia. And those people, and believe me, as I think you and I have discussed, there are an awful lot of those people around that I want to support history. And, you know, we're making history, and that's who they ought to be supporting, because we've made an awful lot of history here in the last 10 or 12 years. So, you know, get with the people that are making the history. Don't sit here and think you're going to make history by voting someone who is totally incompetent to run a state.
Let's go to, and you kind of made my point there with the money pouring in. We're seeing tens of millions of dollars from outside. We're seeing a lot of New York money come in here to the state. And listen, this is what's getting ready to happen to you. And I mark my word here, you're going to see this in 2020, likes which you've never seen before. So pay attention to what's happening here.
And also, if you stop and think, Karen Handel is in a race in the, what is it, the 7th district? What district is that?
6th or 7th. It's the 6th or the 7th.
6th or 7th, yeah. She is in a race with Lucy McBath, who is a Bloomberg endorsed candidate, and he's put millions in her race to try to get one more representative from here and get the governorship. And they're not afraid to put money into it. And as you know, $50 million is just a drop in a bucket. That's pocket change to Bloomberg and Soros.
Yeah, and the ads that we're seeing in the state of Georgia, we are seeing the pro-gun control ads like crazy, like we've quite never seen them before here. So pay attention to what's coming back. When we come back from the break, I want to give you, kind of ran out of time, but I want to tell you why you can feel a little bit better here. I'm going to kind of let out of the bag a private conversation that Jerry and I had just a few days ago, talking about this very topic in a private phone conversation. I want you to hear some of it. I gave you a hint of it the other day, but today we'll go a little bit deeper. I also want to ask you, what can happen if the Democrats do, in fact, take the House? If I am wrong, because I still think the Republicans are going to hold the House and might even pick up a couple seats. But what happens if I'm wrong? We'll go there, too. Fun rest of the program. Don't go away. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I don't want you, before we go back into the discussion with Jerry Henry, I saw something today on Fox News that I can't tell you. I can't not use the word I want to use on these airwaves. But I want you to think of a fitting satellite radio moment word. Now, those of you who are new to the show, satellite radio moment word means things you can say on satellite radio that you can't say on these airwaves. Satellite radio moment word. Yes, that means a bad word. But I want you to listen to this, and I want Jerry to hear this too, because this angered me. My God, this angered me today. I couldn't believe it. And this was a Fox piece. It came out about 14 or 15 hours ago. Bullets entering home, kill girl 11. Suspect critical after armed homeowner fires back. Man, the hair rose up on the back of my neck when I hear that, because I love that. That's a happy ending story that we would talk about with A.W.R. Hawkins on The Monster Show. So there's nothing wrong with that headline until I started reading into the story, because what do I tell you? Don't be the headline surfer. Read this stuff. There's a reason. An armed resident returned fire and critically wounded a 19-year-old suspect after a drive-by shooting resulted in the death of an 11-year-old girl who was inside her family's home in a suburb north of Las Vegas on Thursday. That's yesterday. The unidentified girl was rushed to the hospital. Her life could not be saved. It's an unfortunate incident involving such a young person, a police department spokesman said. The girl was seated at a table with her two siblings. Theater of the mind. You're eating dinner with your family. Get the visual here. Seated at a table with her two siblings, age 14 and 5. When the shots were fired, family members told a reporter from Fox 5 Las Vegas. The shooting, which involved multiple rounds fired by several suspects, happened just after 9:30 p.m. The homeowner's returned fire struck a 19-year-old male suspect who was hospitalized in critical condition. Police were still searching for the other suspects Friday morning. It was unknown if the homeowner was licensed to possess the weapon. Are you kidding me? Because nowhere in the story does it say anything about whether the criminals were licensed to possess their weapons. This is the crapola I'm talking about in mainstream media that masquerades as news when it comes to your right to keep and bear arms. Did the homeowner have, was he licensed to be able to shoot back at the criminals who were unlawfully carrying their illegal stolen guns? Good Lord. Jerry Henry, help me calm down.
Well, I'll try. I'm not sure I can, because it is enough to set you off quite frequently, or quite, it's enough to set you off and kind of hard to stop back from that. One of the things, though, that I noticed about that story was go back and read the headline again. It said that a child, 11-year-old girl, was hit by a bullet. She was killed. She wasn't hit by a bullet. She was killed.
She was killed.
In the drive-by shooting. So what do you mean she was hit by a bullet? Give me a break. The guys doing the drive-by shooting killed a young girl, and at least one of them got what he deserved. Of course, as you stated, you know, and there's no way those guys had licensed or any, even if it was an open carry state, they shouldn't have been openly carrying, because of the fact that I will assure you they're already prohibited persons, no matter how old they are. They're prohibited by the criminal acts that they have done and committed in the past.
Of course they are. When I saw that, I thought, wow, you've got to be kidding me. And it was interesting to me. I stopped reading at that point. And, at that point, after I finished it, I went down, and their commenters picked up on that as well, too. And thank God I'm not alone. Thank God when I saw that, I realized, you know, there are other people out there who catch that stuff. Listener, this is what I'm talking about when I talk to you about paying attention to the mainstream media. Now, I've already sent an email about this piece, okay, to Fox. And I think when I speak at venues around the country, Jerry, I've said it to the Georgia Kerry Group as well, that when you see this crap, this garbage reporting, you must call it out. They like to say dog whistle with Trump, right, when he says anything the media doesn't like, which is just a bunch of bunk because they don't like him, period. But the fact of the matter is, this type of reporting is incredibly dangerous, because what happens is it plants this seed and catches, it's subliminal. And if you're not mired in this stuff like you are, Jerry, and like I am all day, the average Joe misses this stuff. And what do they think? Well, geez, that homeowner was illegally firing a gun back.
The homeowner was in the wrong.
You know, that's the same type of reporter that calls the criminal who's dead a victim. So we really have to hold these people accountable. All right, Jerry, let's go back to Stacey Abrams. Let's go to the House. Let's go to some fun stuff. Here's a private conversation that the two of us had this week, and I want to get your comment to listeners about it. Because like a lot of my listeners looking to me to try to, you know, they want to feel good about what's getting ready to happen. All right?
Sure.
Man, tell us, what do you think is going to happen? And God forbid, if it doesn't happen, how bad is it going to be? Well, you know, I kind of did the same thing with you. I called you. I said, Jerry, commiserate with me a little bit here. Dude, what happens if Stacey Abrams actually wins in Georgia? God forbid that happened. What happens? And your response to me was, nothing. She'll just slow us up for a few years. Explain that.
Yep. Well, the state of Georgia, although it is kind of set up the same way the federal government is, the state of Georgia, a governor cannot drag people into office with them. If you notice, like Obama, he drug in a whole lot of representatives and senators across the United States. They can't do that here in Georgia because the districts here are set up in such a manner that it just can't happen. What will happen in this election is we may lose 4 or 5, maybe 6, I've heard as high as 7 members in the House, but that still gives us a very tight majority, a very, very large majority in the House. And as long as the House is there, I don't expect anything to come through the House that will be passed to be sent to the governor that she can sign. The Senate is about the same way. Now, I'm not sure about the number of seats that they have in jeopardy, but I don't think it's more than four or five, if it's that many. So we'll still have a majority in both the Senate and in the House. And, of course, if they were to pass a bill, she'll veto it, and we don't have a supermajority to override it. Unless we've got some Democrats that would go along with us. And there are some Democrats that would go along with us on gun rights and have in the past and continue to, but the majority of them wouldn't. And otherwise, like I said, if she gets elected, then the gun rights won't move anywhere in Georgia for the next 4 years.
But we will not move backwards. That's the key. We will not move backwards. Because the Republican-controlled legislature on both sides will not all of a sudden go, whoa, gosh, Stacey Abrams, the governor, let's start passing some, let's roll back campus carry and let's ban assault weapons. Not going to happen.
No.
All right.
It's not going to happen. I do not see that happening at all. Now, one of the things that could happen is if she takes it this time, then they may put more money in next time and attack other areas to where we could eventually be in a position to where the Democrats would have a majority in both the House and Senate. And when that happens, then, you know, we're back to trying to play defense and it'll be tough on us. But I don't expect that to happen for quite some time.
All right. Now, that's a great place to stop right there. And I think I wish you would have done that 30 seconds later. Because when we come, and you who knows a little bit about radio knows what I'm talking about here. I got to kill because I don't have enough time here to open up a new conversation. Right. But what we're going to do is do that in the next segment. Here's why. Because I want to take what you just said to the federal level. I want to take it. I want to just, this is, listener, this is why I love this daytime show. We hit first, we round second, we go to third, we round third, we slide into home, knock it out of the park. And that's what we're fixing to do here in just a couple seconds. What we're going to do is take what we just heard from Jerry at the state level, and we're going to move it now to the federal level. So keep in mind what you just heard. What happens if Stacey Abrams wins the governor mansion here in the state of Georgia? Nothing. We stall our agenda for about 4 years. Now, I'm going to explain why, coming up the next election, you just heard Jerry say, well, now there's going to be more money coming in, and we run the risk of possibly losing more seats ahead in 2024, okay, or excuse me, 2022. But I want you to just kind of keep that in your mind. Let me explain that at the federal level. What happens if the Dems win the House? We'll be back right after this. I love this show. Love this show.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Okay, this is the last time I'm able to tell you today anyway on the Monster broadcast coming up on Sunday. Now, I am scheduled, by the way, speaking of the Monster cast, for Steve Bannon. Yeah, the big Sunday program right before the midterms to bring Steve Bannon in. He knows a little bit about campaigning. He knows a little bit about how to win at that level. So we are continuing to work with his people. Follow me on Twitter at AAR Mark. As soon as I get the word on that, I'll let you know, and I'll also put it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Armed American Radio, when we finally get Steve booked. But I personally communicated with Steve, and he is raring to go. He wants on the program. They were the ones that instigated the conversation. So we're hopeful we can put the schedule together. So keep your fingers crossed. Having Steve Bannon on would be a great addition to the Sunday Monster Cast. But nonetheless, that's a new week on Sunday. That's the start of the week. So we end the week now by telling you that you could win the 10 grand and take that trip you've always dreamed of. I think this is a great giveaway. I've never seen them do anything like this. Just text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. It's 100% free for your chance to win. Take the safari, do the Firearms Training Academy. You can do anything you want. These are just some suggestions that we're putting out for you. It's something I would consider. But it's the biggest, most expensive giveaway I've ever seen them do. You only have until the 23rd to enter, so don't put it off. Remember, ARMED, text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222 right now for the official rules and to instantly lock in your free chance to win that ultimate gun getaway. Not giveaway, but getaway. That's very cool. Imagine what you could do and where you could go with that 10 grand. Close your eyes and think about that. Visualize it, and it will come true. So what are you waiting for, right? Text ARMED to the number 87222. Don't miss it. ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Please don't do it while you're driving. Let's go back to Jerry Henry with this final segment. Jerry, let's segue in. Let's round. We're rounding third. Let's go into home here. Let's take that conversation that we just had about what happens in Georgia if Stacey Abrams wins. Essentially, what I heard you say was nothing. She stalls our agenda while she's in office, but that emboldens and brings in more money in the next election cycle. So let's take this to the feds now. The Dems win the House, which I am still not convinced they're going to do. We'll have more on this on Sunday.
Me either.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, okay. While you said that, tell us why you don't think so either.
Well, I just don't think that. I think the Democrats really hurt themselves in the Kavanaugh hearing. For one thing, and when you stop and look at just about every election, the Democrats the two candidates most of the time are fighting for the control of about 8% of the voters, because you get 45% or so is Democrat, 45% are Republican, and the in-betweens are what you're looking for. And so really, when they're out campaigning, they're only campaigning for about 8-9% of the voters, because they're already assured so many voters just because of the parties. And I think there's a lot of people, those undecideds are normally the independents, and an awful lot of independents crossed over to become Republicans after the Kavanaugh hearing, because they did themselves no favors by treating him the way they did. And I do not believe that the blue wave is coming. I just don't see a blue wave. I think there's still going to be a lot of red wave. If you go back and look, there were, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, there were 5 elections that the Republicans were going to lose. And guess what? They won them all. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the off-year elections. The Republicans cleaned house. Of course.
So there
the
you
press
are.
Doesn't, and, the press doesn't want to remind you of that.
No, they don't. So I think it's not. I think the blue wave. There may be a blue wave, but it's a light blue wave, and it ain't headed my way, I don't think.
Well, let me say this too about blue wave. That's a made-up media term, listener. That's just another idea of how the media drives a narrative. Let's just call it a blue wave. There's no such thing. There's no such thing.
Nope.
And let me tell you something else. When you're watching Fox and Friends in the morning, you're not watching the news. You're watching three people give you their opinion on stuff. Just keep all this in mind. Let's go now to the House. I'm glad you explained that as we move into this part of the conversation. What happens if I'm wrong or Jerry's wrong and the Democrats take the House? Let me tell you what happens. Nothing. Nothing happens. Something does happen. But as far as our gun rights agenda is concerned, here's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear a lot of screaming, a lot of lying. You're going to hear Maxine Waters flying off the handle as the chairman of the Finance Committee. You're going to hear Adam Schiff subpoenaing everybody in our world with his dopey lies about Russia. You're going to see them do everything they can. But I said at the beginning of the program, the Democrats can't win the midterms. Here's why. Because Donald Trump is still president. I don't care if they took the House and the Senate. Donald Trump is still president, and he's the one they hate. Now, let's take this down. Yeah, exactly. Let's take this down into the weeds a little bit. All politics is local. All right, so we're looking at the House as an aggregate here, but we got to remember you're going into individual races. So is it possible they could win? Yeah, it is. We just don't think they're going to. Maybe we'll change our tune by Tuesday when we see as we get closer. Not so sure about that yet. I'm still feeling pretty good about it, believe it or not. Now, Jerry, they stall the agenda. Let me tell you what happens after that. You get 2 years of watching Maxine Waters shriek, Nancy Pelosi banging her eyelids and banging that gavel and acting like a moron. You get Elijah Cummings. You get enough of this stuff until it drives America crazy and just coasts Donald Trump back into the White House in 2020. It's also job security, because they cannot advance tax increases. They cannot advance gun control. What they will do is pass bill after bill after bill, showing you their true socialist colors, not being able to move anything through a Republican-controlled Senate, nothing that the president would sign anyway, and they've just literally dropped their drawers for the 2020 election. So, you know, it ain't all bad. Go ahead and analyze that.
No, I agree with you. I don't think it's all that bad either, because what will happen is, as you say, people will get tired of hearing them espouse what they will be espousing, and it will help Donald Trump sweep right on into office, because Donald Trump is going to do what Donald Trump does. And that is he throws, like I said, he starts a little fire over there in the corner, and everybody runs over the corner to see what's on fire. And in the meantime, he's over here in the other corner accomplishing something that everybody says couldn't be done, because he doesn't have them, they being his critics, arguing with him, because they're over there looking at this little bit of fire that's not doing anything.
A little bit of fire that's not doing
it. And he pushes his agenda right on through. And then happens, he'll start a fire in another corner, and they'll run over there to that corner, and then he'll go over and do something else that's very important. That's how he's gotten everything done so far. He has not come out. Very few times he come out and said, this is what I'm going to do. He comes out just about the time it's almost done, and he says, I'm going to meet with North Korea. And everybody says, yeah, right. What happened? He met with North Korea. Same thing. That's the way he does things. When you understand that he is throwing off everybody he's dealing with to get their attention somewhere else so he can concentrate on what he needs to do to accomplish what he wants to accomplish.
You know, it's fascinating.
You can understand it.
You're right. And by the way, your itty-bitty fire comment had Sean laughing in my ear, so I apologize for kind of cracking up a little bit. I didn't mean to interrupt you. He loved that. Little colloquialism from Jerry Henry. I love that. Now, I got to tell you, I had a conversation about this off-air with my friend Mike Gallagher, famed talk host Mike Gallagher. Great analyst. I love Mike's his perception of things. I love the way he thinks. I love his intellect. And we were able to sit across the table before we went live together on a radio program, my radio program, when he was a guest in Vegas a couple of years ago, and we were talking about Clinton, you know, and he said, what made you so sure? Because he was aware that I had called the presidential election Trump plus 300 electoral votes. I'll see you tomorrow. And he said, what made you so sure? And I responded the same way he did, essentially, after we talked about it. I said, because I am not convinced that the American people, I am just not convinced that the American people were willing to throw away everything to elect Hillary Clinton simply because the media said so. Americans don't want to give up their guns. They don't want to pay more money. They don't want eight more years of Obama. And that's where we're at right here today. And I'll tell you, if they do win the races because of some win the House because of some individual local races, again, you're going to get to see what they're up to in 2020, and it's going to crush them. Just unbutton those pants. Hey, Jerry, thanks for being here, man. I appreciate the crap out of it, as usual. Always fun. Jerry Henry, executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org. All right, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do it. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on Sunday's MonsterCast.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.